genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, my next guest here is one of the most popular guests on Fridays, at least to himself and to me. And he's a guy who's never even met Matt Lauer or Al Franken. Steve Doolin, licensed attorney, real estate broker. He's also a member of the board of directors of the Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners. He is the professor. He is the smart guy here today. Steve Doolin, how are you?
Well, great, Steve. How are you doing?
How'd you like that build-up, huh?
I am overwhelmed. I'm speechless.
You know what we need here? I need an in-studio band here. You know, I need this, you know, little musical build-up. You know, I can talk to the band guy, have fun with you. That's what we need around here. Liven things up on a Friday.
Mm-hmm. Everybody needs their own soundtrack.
All right, so we're in the midst of this cleansing, if you will, this purge across American culture when it comes to anybody who's in the crosshairs of being accused of sexual impropriety or harassment or anything of that nature. Started with Harvey Weinstein, who was clearly a predator. I mean, this guy was, not a good human being, to say the least. And now it continues to branch out and branch out. And now Al Franken resigned yesterday. So did Trent Franks from Texas, a Republican congressman, resigned same day. Now, Frank, and I should actually correct myself, didn't actually resign. He said, I'll resign sometime in the future.
If I feel like it.
Well, you know, that's kind of weird, isn't it?
Al Franken's been weird for a long, long time. Certainly Al Franken's been experienced at being weird since before some of your listeners were born.
Now, listen, we're going to do the best show we can today. And we're really going to put it in with feeling, because it's good enough, and I'm smart enough, and doggone it, Doolin likes me.
it it even goes before that.
Yeah.
Before the Stuart Smalley character, the Franken and Davis comedy team were weird back when you and I were still young.
Yeah, well, here the thing is about the non-resignation is, I'll resign sometime in the future. I believe that he left himself a door, because that way he can see what happens next Tuesday in Alabama. Now, if Roy Moore wins, Al Franken's gone. But if Roy Moore loses, Al Franken is gone. If Roy Moore wins, I think he holds his cards. Now, wait a second. This guy's accused of stuff that's worse than what I'm accused of. I mean, Al Franken is like the crass kissing bandit. I mean, it's repugnant. It's nasty. But don't you believe even Al Franken deserves due process?
Well, exactly right. I mean, there's room left. The door was left open just a crack so that there could be some soul searching and a change of position. Absolutely. And, you know, say what you want about Al Franken. No one's ever accused him of being outright stupid. So I'm sure he put a little bit of thought into that speech. And there's a reason it wasn't an immediate resignation. We see what immediate resignation looks like. All you do is announce that you're stepping down, and you leave your seat somehow magically to your son.
Well, that can happen, yes. But yesterday, a Republican actually did step down. Trent Franks from Texas said, I'm resigning right now.
Right.
And he walked out of the chamber, and that was it. And he had been accused of sexual harassment. Now, his story is a bit different. His story involves a surrogate mother, because he said, apparently, and I don't know if he said it in a serious way or tongue-in-cheek, but he said to two members of his staff, females, I'd like you to have my baby. But him and his wife at the time were having fertility problems, and they were seriously looking for a surrogate mother. That notwithstanding, when he found out they were offended by this, which he just found out, he resigned and he left. One-day service, gone. If that offended you, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. And if you took it that way, okay, my bad, I'm gone. And he left. That's what resigning looks like.
It can be done, right? Exactly right. A resignation can be immediate. We've all quit jobs before. We know how to do it.
Yeah. But by the way, just so we're clear, back to the John Conyers thing, retiring, you can call it whatever you want. That's a resignation.
Oh, absolutely. Exactly right. He can call it retiring. That's not the sort of normal standard operating procedure for retiring a member of Congress.
not a little different. So, all right, this culture that we're in the middle of, and you work at Cooley Law School, the biggest law school in Michigan, right? One of the biggest in the country.
Yeah.
How far does this go? This purging that's going on, how far does it go? I mean, I talked to another professor friend of mine. He goes, I never even meet with a female student unless the door is open, ever. You know, he always has his office door open. I mean, how far does this go? How many people get purged? What? Where does it end, well, I guess?
We've all had anybody who's worked in academia or the corporate world in the last 20 years has had training on this. At the very minimum, we've been handed some kind of a handbook that covered where the line is. It had some examples, some for instance type stories, and it's been clear for way more than 20 years that there's a lot of subjectivity.
Yeah.
So if you are a prudent, cautious person, you do take those extra steps beyond whatever's in the handbook or whatever's in the training, so that there's no appearance of impropriety. That's
exactly.
Actually a big phrase for attorneys. We are to avoid the appearance of impropriety. It's right there in our code of ethics. That kind of leaked out. The policies and procedures were written by attorneys. And that phrase got put into a lot of these handbooks and a lot of these trainings. You're supposed to not just avoid the impropriety, but if you're smart, you avoid any possibility that you could be attacked. You cover your flanks.
Really?
These military terms.
So you avoid the appearance of impropriety. Apparently Bob Mueller never wrote one of those handbooks nor read one. I'm just throwing that out there as an aside to all of this. You know.
Well, that's a whole other can of worms. This reminds me, and I think I've said this before on your show, reminds me of the old Chinese curse. May you live an interesting time.
Well, and we do. Professor Doolin, always an education, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great weekend. All right. Yeah, the appearance of impropriety, and that's why the door stays open when they meet with students. Bob Mueller might want to read one of those handbooks created by his fellow attorneys. I just suggest that. 25 after. We'll be right back.